RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, Richmond? Thursday morning. MP on the mic coming at ya. The holiday weekend is in sight. Let's get this done. Two more days to go. We'll take the long weekend. We'll come back next week and we'll be right in the heart of bit season. Great bit last night at the Garden. Pacers and the Knicks. What a game. And we'll get to that. We've got some guests lined up for you today. Gary Hess drops by in about 10 minutes. He'll chat everything going on in the world of sports as we do. We have the makeup play Chesterfield today. Of course, we had Squirrels baseball yesterday starting at 10:30 for a little while until they quit playing baseball. But for a little while they were playing baseball. That was our normal play Chesterfield time. So we will welcome in our Chesterfield High School of the Week, the Carver College and Career Academy at 10:30 this morning. And of course, you know, it would not be a Thursday without Parney dropping by for happy hour with Parney at 11 o'clock. That's the beauty of being semi-retired. Not his problem, the Flying Squirrels.
Yep.
It's your problem. You got to sit here and listen to it every night.
It is my problem.
Not Barney's problem, though.
It's a fun shift.
It's a fun shift. It's not a fun team at the moment. They are...
That, yeah.
They're struggling.
They suck.
So you can hear it in Trey's voice.
Yep. I love it.
He's going to be Major League 4. They'll film a sequel at the Diamond this summer. Yeah. Be the perfect way to send it out. Squirrels back in town next week. You'll hear them starting early today, 4:30, as we make up yesterday's rain delay game. They'll pick it up in the fifth inning, play the full thing, and then a seven-inning game tonight to make sure Megan gets out of here on time.
Let's go.
The important things. Only one thing happening in the world of sports worth mentioning and leading off with. Last night, that was, of course, the Indiana Pacers continuing to do what no team has done in many years over and over and over again throughout these playoffs.
Two-point game, 6 seconds to go. Halliburton driving. He's in the lane. He nearly lost it. He backs up and unloads a three.
Oh!
That did not happen! It hit the back of the rim. It popped high into the air, and it dropped gently through the net.
It's, what a moment. I thought it was a three in the moment, too. Two-pointer, forced overtime. Pacers win all the storylines. He throws up the Reggie Miller choke sign. Reggie Miller's courtside. Knicks blow the lead. They've got the Mets in them. Yeah, you're asking about the second clip. You'll appreciate this. I think the only thing better than the game-winning call would be the game-winning call as heard in Korea.
Halliburton, 5초. Halliburton 갑니다. 4초. 3초. 2점이 누리나요? 자, 빠져나가면서 Halliburton 쏩니다.
The universal language of basketball. Ah!
Ah!
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right. Kudos to the NBA. As you know, this is about the time of year I start drifting into NBA land. That's a good start right there. The stat, since 1997, teams that have trailed by 7 or more points in the final 50 seconds of the fourth quarter or overtime in the playoffs. It's happened 1,706 times. The team has won 4 of those in history. 3 of them this year, Indiana Pacers. Incredible. Tyrese throws up the choke sign, homage to Reggie Miller, of course. Here's what he had to say.
I wasn't like plotting on it or anything. I just, everybody wanted me to do it like last year at some different point, but it's just gotta feel right. And it felt right at the time. If I would have known it was a 2, I would not have done it. So I think I might have wasted it. If I do it again, then I might be, people might say I'm like aura farming. So I'm not, I don't plan on using it again.
He's not an aura farmer. That's we're all learning some terminology here this week. I not wasted. I thought we all thought it was a 3. I ran back to the 3. Not a 3, but still a little something. Get this thing rolling now. We got ourselves a spicy series in the East. Things continue tonight in the West, of course. In the NHL, Stars take care of Edmonton in Game 1. Out there. NFL news this morning centered around Jalen Ramsey, cornerback for the Miami Dolphins, who will, per Cameron Wolf, NFL Network, reportedly be traded on July 1st. So a little bit of news coming in this morning there. As you know, anytime anybody of any talent level hits the market, this is not a new thing. Obviously, we're cranking it up now with Jaden Daniels. This is not a new thing, though. When guys with talent hit the market, it's like, is he coming to Washington? Is he coming here? Do we need him? Do we want him? Can we get him? I don't know that I'm wild about Jalen Ramsey, given what the price is going to be, given that there's probably going to be a lot of teams in that running. I think they'll call. I think they'll inquire. It sounds to me like they know what they're doing here, like the result is preordained. So if the Dolphins trade Jalen Ramsey, before July 1st, they will owe more than $20 million on this year's salary cap. If they wait until after July 1st, they can make that number $7 million this year and defer the rest, which creates the incentive to wait. Now, this happens sometimes with cutting guys, too, which is why the NFL introduced that post-July 1st designation, where you can cut a guy after the Super Bowl in February, make it not count against the salary cap until July 1st, as though it happened on July 1st. They don't have that for trades. They also don't have a tush-push ban. That did not pass yesterday either. 22 of the 24 24 votes needed to ban the tush-push came very close. The stories on that were wild. We'll dive into that as the show goes on today. Jeffrey Lurie speaking to owners for more than an hour. You won't believe what he compared the tush-push to. We'll dive into that. We're going to give the junkies a pronunciation lesson, talking about this UR story, which I'm in on as well. Huseman. We're going to have to teach them about Russ Huseman. We'll get there. We'll phone up to D.C. We'll get them. The story, Russ Huseman, UR football coach, is big mad that Maryland stole his kicker. Alleges that the University of Maryland contacted the kicker, who was not in the portal, Huseman says was not interested in transferring, offered him $50,000 to transfer to Maryland, and he's gone. Quote, Maryland tampered with our kicker and gave him $50,000. He's got 4 full seasons of eligibility remaining, kicked on a red shirt last year for a few games, did very well. Now he's gone from UR. First off, good on a kicker for getting a $50,000 bag. That's how you know things have gone wild in college sports. They used to just be walk-ons. They didn't even get scholarships. Now we got kickers making 50 grand coming from UR to Maryland. Number two, as we develop this system, as we come to grips with what college sports is, there's no reason to hold a kid to UR for 4 years when he can kick in the Big Ten. I think everybody sees that. But there does need to be, and everybody suggested, and correctly so, the British sports model, right, of You got the transfer fee. Can UR get something for the effort, for developing the kid, for finding the kid, as opposed to just losing him and now being without a kicker in the middle of May as he floats off to the Big Ten? Lots to discuss there. We'll bring that up with Gary. He'll have some thoughts on that, I would imagine. We're off and running. It's a Thursday morning. MP on the mic. You can grab us on the free Odyssey app. It's on Google Play. It's at the Apple Store. Of course, on the radio as well. With you until noon. That's when AWOD Radio takes over today from Bar West. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1.
Bring in our guy, Gary Hess. He's sports director at 910 The Fan.
We have fun.
We do.
Wash, rinse, repeat.
Exactly.
It's not complicated.
No, it is not at all.
Are you in on this? Have you seen this UR kicker story that Maryland stole the UR kicker?
I did. Russ Huseman. Oh my goodness. I love Coach Huseman, but it's like it's a higher level. They pay money.
How did we get from 5 years ago? If there was a talented kicker locally, a super talented kicker, mm-hmm. you aspire to being a walk-on in the SEC. Like, that's the ceiling. Like, how many teams kept a scholarship kicker? Not many.
Right.
It wasn't a thing. UVA never did when I covered them. Most of the big schools won't use a scholarship on a kicker. To $50,000 for a freshman kicker at Maryland. What a world.
Okay, so that tells you how much money that Big Ten schools are pulling in, A.
If the kicker's making that, what's the backup safety making?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The next thing you know, there'll be 50 grand for somebody who's a good long snapper.
When we're paying the long snapper, that was the exact moment I was out on Ron Rivera when he traded up in the NFL draft to select a long snapper who didn't long snap the previous year in college. He had taken a gap year.
Right. If you're going to trade up to take a long snapper, he better well be like a guy who hurts the hands of the punter.
He is going to need the long snapper award named after him
right,
at some point.
Exactly.
He better be the Ray Guy of long snappers if we're trading up to take him in the
100%
NFL draft.
Totally agree with that. But, yeah, you know, it's just, you know, the Big Ten, they got all this money. So they want to – and here's the thing. You get burned by a kicker a couple of times, you get inspired to spend some money on a kicker.
No question about that.
And so, you know, once bitten, twice shy. And so I would say it wouldn't surprise me in the least if I went back and looked at the Maryland season last year, which my recollection is it was not very good, that there might have been some issues with kicking last year.
I think my favorite offseason storyline at Maryland was that Mike Locksley got an interview with the New York Jets for their coaching job after that Maryland season.
Exactly.
Did they just interview everybody? What happened there?
Did they think that hiring the Maryland coach came with Under Armour money?
Yeah.
Wait. I remember that. I was like, everybody was like, how did that happen?
Somebody owed somebody a favor.
No kidding.
And next thing you know, he's interviewing for the New York Jets job.
Which tells you all you need to know about the New York Jets.
I mean, I don't think this is their year, Gary. I'm going to call it right now. I don't think this is the year they turn it around.
It hasn't been their day, their month, or even a year, or decade, or two decades, or whatever.
I thought it might be the Knicks' year for a minute, and then it wasn't again. The life of the New York sports fan.
I think I told somebody else just yesterday, and he agreed with me vociferously, that the Indiana Pacers have been the best team in the playoffs so far.
New York sports, discounting, they have a WNBA title and an MLS title in recent years. So, acknowledging that.
Okay.
New York Giants, most recent New York team to win a title in the major four sports.
That was that the helmet catch?
2012,
after the year after the second time.
This is the second one.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Eli's second ride.
Right.
2012.
That was the last one, huh?
Rangers 1994. Mets, of course, 86. Islanders 83. I don't have to tell you. Knicks 73. Jets 69. I left off the Yankees. That's the surprising one to me, Gary. The Yankees haven't won since 2009.
That's right.
16 years ago. It feels like they're in the World Series every year.
Right.
They haven't won in 16 years.
And I remember when they won in 09, you know, that was like the first time they'd been back since the run of like when they won it 4 out of 5 years?
Yeah. It's been a drought there.
Yeah.
Certainly by Yankee standards.
Right.
It's been a big time.
It's kind of like, you know, the Yankees, you know, when they dominated the 40s and the 50s and the early 60s.
They faded.
And Mantle got old and, yeah. and Whitey Ford got old and they were bad in the late 60s and the decade of the 70s until Reggie came along and then the late 70s happened. But that late 60s and early 70s, they were pretty bad.
Salary capped sport, the team that spends the most going 16 years without winning is delightful music to my ears. Absolutely delightful. I couldn't enjoy that more.
Now, have you seen the spending? Are they still the team that spends the most, or have they been supplanted by the Dodgers?
They're number two now to the Dodgers, but the Mets are nipping at their heels too. The Mets are right there with them competitively as well.
Yeah.
Well, also, they're not winning a World Series.
They got the little brother chip on their shoulder thing going on with the Mets.
They got the Mets thing going on over there.
Yes.
With apologies to Brian, the traffic guy. They got the Mets. They got the Mets thing going on over there.
That's right. The Big Apple redheaded stepchild syndrome.
I get the Nationals. People are, the Nationals are struggling. No, the Nationals are achieving at level. The team they spent for, the schedule they play, the division they're in, they're what, 7 games under .500, somewhere like that?
The Nationals, I think the Nationals are on schedule.
They're a feisty young team that is wildly overmatched in every game they play. I get the Nationals.
I told AWOD yesterday, James Wood, buttered superstar.
All he's doing is launching monster jacks. Yeah.
C.J. Abrams, top shelf player, you know, solid everyday shortstop. Yeah. Mackenzie Gore, front half of the starting pitcher. Those three players all came from San Diego in the Juan Soto trade.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they had to tear it down and rebuild, and that's what they're doing.
Both things are true. They didn't have to tear it down and rebuild because it is a non-salary cap sport and the owners are rich.
Well, okay, let me put it this way. They knew they weren't going to pay Juan Soto.
Correct. And they maximized the value.
Exactly.
They didn't have to not pay Juan Soto. That's the point I'm coming
back
to.
They were never going
to
pay Juan Soto.
But it's also true that had they paid the core, Harper, Soto, Rendon, Turner, they probably wouldn't be winning World Series right now. Like, I think they would be better. I think there are more wins, but I don't think that core would be winning World Series.
Here's the problem with that core. First of all, as a Phillies fan, Turner and Harper, I thank you, Nationals.
The Phillies got the best parts of that core, for
right,
sure.
And Rendon has not been great in L.A. But those other three would be, you know, Soto, Harper, and Turner in Nats uniforms would be great. Here's the reason they wouldn't be winning is that none of those guys can pitch. As good as they are, none of them can pitch.
You need pitching.
Yes.
You can't win without pitching. And, you know, they went in on Corbin, who disappointed. And Strasburg, I will not label Strasburg's career a disappointment because he showed up when it mattered. But yeah, it ended before it was supposed to end. That part's indisputable. I get the Nationals. I don't get the Orioles. I don't understand why the Orioles are bad. That doesn't make sense to me.
It's befuddling to me. I will say they took their best starting pitcher, let him go in free agency, and brought nobody in to replace him. But it's puzzling to me how they're such a woeful hitting team. That is the part that's just, you know, I could see where, hey, we're losing games 7-5, you know, because our pitching's not very good. But they're abysmal, top to bottom in that batting order, and I don't understand that at all. It's just a colossal failure at Camden Yards, no doubt.
It's the flying squirrels-esque season so far there.
But
the squirrels get to reset at the midway point. The Orioles don't. The Orioles have to keep counting.
Yes, the Orioles will be like, we would like the Eastern League model in the major leagues. That'll be at the winter meetings next year.
So we get to reset at the halfway point, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, no worries there. We're kind of laying low here in the summer. We'll have the summer weeks here. And then next thing you know, we're going to be talking high school football right around the corner.
It is. I was talking to Coach Chris this week about, it's like you blink your eye and, you know, teams are you if you look on social media, teams are releasing their schedules and you look, it's like, ooh, you know.
The Bachelor every year, the ads, right, this is the most shocking turn of events. Or like, this is the most dramatic season ever. This is the most dramatic season of Central Region football ever.
Ever.
It's
ever.
Wide open.
Yeah, wide slam open. So
I'm fired up.
I will tell you, I mean, obviously, you know, this is speaking out of my you-know-what because I haven't done my research yet, but it would shock
me.
Same here. It would shock me if Varina is not number one in the preseason poll.
Well, it wouldn't shock me because you have the Springer's reputation. It wouldn't shock me if it's the Springer's just as a reputation pick.
Yes, I will say that. But Varina beat them head-to-head last year. They went to the state championship game. And they got their star quarterback back. The key players are back. Bull is back on the defensive line. And they've done pretty well in the transfer portal.
As the NIL down on Route 5, Gary.
I can't speak to that. No comment.
I know where the NIL is.
Right.
And it's in Petersburg right now.
Right.
That's where that is.
At least on the hardwood.
Yes, it is. That is going to be a scene this year.
What is going to be interesting, going back real quick, you're right about that.
Yes.
You're right about that. It's funny because, you know, these players come in from, you know, I think, you know, that come in that from other parts of town and start playing for the East End schools. You know, there's a learning curve there because, as Coach Chris says, they bowl overhand in the East End. and that's not a criticism. Just they play with toughness over the East End.
They get their money's worth in those games.
Yes, they do.
Yes,
so
they do.
It is. It's going to be interesting. But as you well know, as much as I'm looking forward to that, I am really excited about football season. I'm also really excited it doesn't start next week.
No, no. We still need the summer. Those first games get a little toasty in the press box.
Yeah, yeah.
Year 32.
We would do all in August and September. We do all our games at Holland Springs if we can, because they have a window unit air conditioner in our booth.
It's the little things. it's the little things. Sometimes it's the big things. I'm excited for that. We'll talk off and on through the summer. Obviously.
Yes, yes, we will.
We always do. But Gary Hess dropping by. Appreciate it. Back after this, you're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
Always thrilled to welcome in our guy Parney for a little Parney happy hour. You know him from the Parney Time podcast. You know him from around town. You know him from everywhere, basically. You know him from wherever Bush Light is sold now as well. Parney, what's up, dude?
Greetings from the seventh inning stretch, my good friend MP on the mic. It's a glorious day here in Sandbridge Beach. I've already done 4 miles on the beach, and I've just finished mowing the backyard, working up quite the lather for the previously mentioned ice-cold Bush Light in approximately 57 minutes.
4 miles on the beach is like 8 miles anywhere else. That counts double is what I know.
Well, I've been traveling a lot lately, so it's been hard keeping the medium fat together, so... got to work hard this weekend and excited about weekend. I got my sister and her husband and kids coming in with my mom, and of course Tan will be down here with our kids, so looking forward to spending the weekend in Sandbridge Beach, then back at it next week's big week for the Squirrels.
You know it.
Big 6-game homestand. Hopefully Pelf's going to get that elusive victory that he's been searching for the last 5 or 6 days to become the all-time winningest manager in Flying Squirrels history over our buddy Dave Mackemer. But it's been tough sledding up in Bingo so far.
You are not kidding. It'll be 2-2 when they pick it back up at 4:30 this afternoon, and then game two to follow after the rainout yesterday. But a cool road trip, because the whole team, Trey was telling us about this, they said anybody who wants to will take them to the Baseball Hall of Fame on Monday for the off day. Every single guy on the team ended up going. I think that's super cool.
Yeah, it's, I know that our record doesn't show it, but we got such a good group of guys this year. Carter Howard, MVP from last year's back. He's one of my all-time favorites. And that just shows you something about not only their character, but also, like, their love for the game. And Cooperstown is such a special place. I'm sure you've been there, MP. I've been there.
Oh, yeah.
Several times. One of my greatest memories with my late father was watching the game six of the World Series in 1993. His beloved Phillies going down to Joe Carter and the Toronto Blue Jays. We were sitting in Cooperstown, New York at the Hall of Fame watching the game. Only time I ever heard my dad curse, by the way, when Mitch Williams threw that pitch. My dad shouted expletive, and I didn't even see the home run ball because I was so stunned that my dad actually cursed. So, that was a great trip. Shout out to Trey, because Trey doesn't get a lot of credit. He's obviously the voice of the Squirrels, along with his partner in crime, Blaine McCormick, but Trey's so much more. He coordinated that whole trip to Cooperstown. He's basically Julie the cruise director when the guys are on the road. So shout out to Trey for doing another great job and a great trip. And you never know in this crazy game of baseball what's going to spur a winning streak. And so hopefully the guys will get one on and come here next week. We play our thousandth game of the Flying Squirrels is next Thursday night. So that'll be yet another historic occasion during this historic final season of the Diamond in 2025.
1,000th home game at the Diamond, right?
Is it 1,000th home game or 1,000th game? 1,000th home game? Yeah, it's probably 1,000th home game.
I'm
yeah,
running the numbers. It's got to be home game, right? Because you've
1,000th home game of the Diamond. That's correct. That's correct.
50.
Sorry, the gas fumes from the lawnmower are getting to me.
15 seasons, right, of Flying Squirrels baseball in Richmond.
Yep.
Is that what we're
That's
up
it.
To? Incredible.
That's it.
Feels like yesterday. We were just welcoming you guys to town, and now welcoming a new stadium to town. As you mentioned, next week we've got a reading night, Tuesday and Wednesday. I know I'm going to one of those with my crew who did the reading, got the thing. 1,000th game Thursday with fireworks. Grateful Dead night, annual favorite on Friday. Women and girls in sports night Saturday with In Your Face fireworks. And this is always a popular one, as you know, youth jersey giveaway on Sunday for the matinee next week, coming off of the holiday weekend. There's going to be a little juice on that series. And tomorrow, Friday night, movies in the outfield this Friday night. Lilo and Stitch, a movie that, Parney, I've never seen.
Come on, bro. You never saw Lilo and Stitch?
Megan just gave me a look, too.
You
just gave me a look, too.
What?
I know they're doing a live action one now. I know if you don't see a movie for long enough, you eventually figure out what it's about. So I know the story. I know the little alien dog and you know, the family, and they discover they're a family, and people cry, and it's sweet. Like, I'd never seen it though.
One time I went on a road trip when I was at GM of the Altoona Curve with the team on the bus, and we were all talking, watching movies, and I said, "Yeah, I've never seen Slapshot." And somebody
was
like, "You never seen Slapshot?" Literally told the bus driver to get off at the next exit with a Walmart, and got out of the bus, got the movie, came back on the bus, and we watched Slapshot.
I am personally placing a $100 bounty on the head of Tim McCracken.
That's right.
I agree. We're trying to listen to the national anthem. Great movie, Handsome Brothers. All right. So
that would be a good party time episode, MP. The bus stories. Get some old minor league players on the party time and talk about some bus stories and some crazy stories about things that happen on the road in minor league baseball.
No question. You could do a movie show too, sports movie. You even just do a baseball movie show. We certainly got enough to pick from.
And speaking of party time, I'm very happy so far with our season number two. Thank you, MP, for, as always, along with Cheats and Joe T, being a regular part of the party time crew. We have had most recently Ryan McGee and Wyatt, our producer, who you know and love like I do, doesn't know this yet. But Matt Capps is going to drop his inning number four next week, and we have some, as you know, we're not going to tell our listeners yet, but we've got, here's the tease, two future Hall of Famers will be taping very soon for Party Time Season 2. How about we just leave it at that?
That is the good stuff right there. It's been a super run, and you know what I know in the radio business. It gets tougher to schedule the closer we get to the summer. So I appreciate you being a reliable presence on this show, and you make this show shine. But you stay on it on the Party Time, too. It's not easy to wrangle those cats.
Very fortunately, we've had a lot of really great relationships, which is what the Party Time podcast is all about, through the last 35 plus years. And the people that have been on: David Justice, Jeff Jarrett, Hall of Fame wrestler, Ryan McGee. Ryan McGee's at the Indy 500 right now. His social media is cracking me up. He put a tweet out the other day that said, "I'm at practice. These boys are hauling ass."
Did you see what they're going to do before the Indianapolis 500? They're
going to
race the Wiener Mobiles.
I'll take the three. I'll take the three Wiener.
I want to bet on the Wiener Mobile race. Absolutely. I want to sit in the grandstands with you, and we'll bet on the Wiener Mobile race.
I'm going to tell on you right now to all your MP on the mic listeners. You almost bet on a UFL game the other night, so you would bet on anything if you
I got an itch. I got an itch. We're too far from football, Parney. This is there's no light at the end of this. We are debating the tush push, Parney. That's where we're at. That's how bad it is right now. The whole day yesterday was about the tush push, and we weren't even watching football. We were just arguing about it.
Well, and the big news, unfortunately, last night and this morning is Colts owner Jim Irsay passing away. I was talking earlier this morning with our mutual great friend Jamal Doakes, the business manager of Hall of Famer Jerome Bettis, and Jay Doakes actually were talking about business, about party time, and then he called me back 5 minutes ago. "Hey, I just saw Jim Irsay died." I'm like, "Yeah, sad, 65 years old." And then he goes, "How quick do you think people are going to be lined up to buy that team?"
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
I'm like, I didn't even think about that, right? He left it to his family. They can get what do you think they can get, MP? $6 billion, $7 billion for that team?
I don't think the Colts are a $6 billion team, because my guess is it will be contingent on keeping it in Indianapolis. I think Irsay was, some guys don't, but Irsay was and I know Irsay's got a checkered past, so the Baltimore people don't get involved.
Ravens fans, stand down.
We know what happened. We all know what happened. I think he will put in the sale clause, the owner has to keep it in Indianapolis, which will limit the sale price. I think it's a $4 billion team.
I predict a group led by Pat McAfee will buy the Indianapolis Colts. How great would that be?
Man, McAfee's got money. McAfee don't have that kind of money. McAfee doesn't have buy-a-team money.
Listen to the words, MP. Words matter. a group led by Pat McAfee.
I don't think he's got friends like that. Peyton, maybe. Peyton's got friends like that. Peyton could do
Peyton,
it.
Peyton and Pat sitting in a tree behind the Colts. I love it.
I will always remember when he stood up against Dan Snyder, was the first owner to publicly break ranks and say, this is concerning. We got to do something about this, which opened the floodgates and everybody else followed. It's hard to be the first, but he did it. He stood up. He said, we got to do something about this.
Well, especially with his, like you said, checkered past. I read this morning he'd been to rehab like, 15 times?
Yeah.
Constantly trying to clean himself up. So for him to have the courage to do that was when he knew people could say, hey, who are you, right? So I think that's pretty cool. And I also love, just like the Squirrels and Lou DiBella, owners that love the community that they're in. And obviously with say what you want about, the things in his life, but Jim Mercy definitely loved Indianapolis and the Colts. And I think that when you have an owner that loves your community, that's more than half the battle, in my opinion.
I mean, you mentioned people buying the team. People are lining up to buy the Seahawks, and they haven't even put it up for sale yet. So that's how. So Paul Allen, who owned the Seahawks, died a few years ago, and eventually they will sell it. They're working towards that sale. Everybody's already beaten down that door. I mean, as you know, there's 32 of them. You can buy a lot of things in life, but if you're not in that club, you're not in that club. And I think there's more than 32 people who made some money in life who want to be in that club.
Yeah, that's for sure. And it'll be interesting to see. But all of our condolences go out to the Ursay family and all the Colts fans. That's the Colts fans down here in Sandbridge. And, of course, our good friend Mo Alley Cox is still a member of the Colts.
Yeah,
by
man.
The way, can you hear my wind chimes? My wind chimes are banging right now.
Your wind chimes are banging right. Is it windy day at the beach? Is that what we got going today?
The wind chimes out here by the pool are supposed to play Take Me Out to the Ball Game, but I'm not really picking up Take Me Out to the Ball Game right now. I'm just hearing a whole bunch of clanging going on.
Are you closer? Can you put the phone up to the wind chimes? I'd like to see if we can get here. Yeah, or put it on speaker or whatever. All right.
Do you get it?
I mean, if you listen for it, you can hear some of the notes of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. I don't know how in the world you would ever get a wind chime to accurately play a tune. That feels...
Well, I don't know how in the world you could do it, but I know how in the world they got somebody like me to buy it. So, I had to walk by it and it said, chimes, take me out to the ball game. I'm like, Tauntaun, we're buying this. So,
Barney, we had a guy on the show last year. He had ballpark-themed vodka shots. Cotton candy, hot dog, and I forget, there was one other. We took the shots on the air. You cannot make a shot taste like a hot dog. That's what I learned that day.
Well, our good friends Caroline Phipps Irwin and Anthony Opperman and all our buddies at the Squirrels proved that you can get a hot dog smelling candle, which we gave away last year. Those things smell pretty much like a hot dog. It smelled like a lot of things, actually.
That was an all-timer of a giveaway. That was an outstanding one for sure.
They amazed me, man. A few minutes ago, when you just wheeled off all those promotions, like, you did it great, and I appreciate you doing it and promoting it, but, like, that was a mouthful. Like, every single night.
That's one week. One week of a season.
It's unbelievable what they do with the Squirrels with the promotions, and I just hope that everybody realizes how great Caroline and Megs and all of them. I'm going to leave a bunch of people out if I start naming names, but they love their job, they love their community. And I'm so happy for the success that the Squirrels are having. I haven't looked lately. I think Benny told me we're in the top, like, 5 or 7 in all of minor league baseball in attendance at the Diamond. Can you imagine, MP, what it's going to be like in 2026 when CarMax Park opens up? I mean, if there's an empty seat ever, I'll be absolutely surprised.
It won't just be an opening day sellout. There's going to be a lot of people who come down to the Diamond District to check that out, for sure. And shout out to Megs on this end, too, for setting us up at the Have Fun Go Putt Golf Tournament, which was a ton of fun 2 weeks ago. And you guys had a great, great round and beat the rain. So wins all around there.
Yeah, that was another great event, and saw a lot of great people, a lot of great participants. Our players came out in full force again, just to tell you how great those guys are. And So yeah, everything's been going great. Also, just as we're talking here, you know, we don't have a July 4th game. We have July 3rd fireworks. That's the traditional Flying Squirrels July 3rd fireworks. But July 4th, Benny Rothrock and Anthony came up with the idea to do like a music festival concert / fireworks show on July 4th. And they just put tickets on sale recently. So just because the Squirrels aren't playing on July 4th, you can go get some great music. I think the Mashup Band, who Tanya and I have seen several times, it's one of the local bands that'll be playing. They're amazing. They take like classic rock, rap, and country, three really popular
songs. Those are some genres, yeah.
And mash them up into one song. It's really, really interesting and really, really fun. So go to squirrelsbaseball.com and check out the July 4th activities for this season. It'll be a little bit different, but it's still going to be a lot of fun, and hopefully we can pack the diamond for that as well.
All right. One last time, go get on your phone right now. Subscribe to Parney Time in the middle of Season 2. Great stuff there. Parney is hanging out with his wind chime that plays Take Me Out to the Ball Game because you just never know what's going to happen on this program. I hope you have an awesome holiday weekend. We will catch up with you down the road.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm coming to you from the actual swing that I proposed to Tanya on down here at the seventh inning stretch in 2021.
I think was the wind chime there then, or was the wind chime a later addition?
No, I put a wind chime up to say, "I love you, will you marry me?"
Ah.
No, I didn't do that.
Born romantic. What's more romantic than baseball and proposing?
Hey, remind me that I said on the radio that Matt Capps is going to be the guest next week. I can't forget to tell Wyatt that.
We'll let Wyatt know what's going on the show he produces. We will pass that along. Parney, appreciate you, dude. Have a great weekend.
All right, brother. Have fun. Go nuts, everybody. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
And we're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
Megan,
you had the thought I had, I believe.
How is it possible?
Here's what happened. We had Parney on. We love Parney. Parney Time is the podcast. You should jump on your phone right now and subscribe to it. Because it's not a... It's quality, and then there's enough quantity. Like some podcasts, Pat McAfee, every day for 3 hours.
Mm-mm.
It's too much.
You don't need that.
It's too much podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Parney Time, once every 2 weeks for an hour.
Yeah.
Just the right amount.
It's solid.
Just the right amount of content.
Mm-hmm.
So Parney was on in that previous segment, and he said, we hear the noise in the background. You know me. We got to... He said, do you hear my wind chime? It plays Take Me Out to the Ball Game, which it didn't.
No, yeah, that was wild.
So here is the ad, the YouTube ad, for the wind chime that plays Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Yo, bro.
Yo.
Daniels. This is Jayden Daniels getting said goodnight by Mikey Sanders still. This is the actual. Here we go.
Hi, sports fans. I'm Gary Kvistad, founder of Woodstock Chimes. This chime was designed after the Cubs won the World Series in 2016. It's our Take Me Out to the Ball Game chime by Woodstock Chimes, and it's tuned to the notes of the opening melody of that song. Let's hear what it sounds like.
Cut. All right. That did sound like Take Me Out to the Ball Game. I'd like to...
It did.
Sure.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the wind. On the video, he is rotating the wind. You know, there's, I don't know, wind chime terminology. I'm not a wind chime expert.
Okay.
There's the metal tubes.
Yeah.
The chimes.
Yeah.
And then there's the thing in the middle that blows around and hits the chimes to make the noise. That's a piece of metal too, right?
Yeah.
He is holding that piece of metal and deliberately hitting the different notes.
Yeah, so if you just let it sit there, it's not going to do it.
That's not, and it was windy today, in part, but the wind doesn't blow in a perfect circle. That's what happened
in
here.
In a perfect world.
in a perfect world, the wind would blow in a perfect circle. He's a musician.
Okay.
That's what that is. Right? If you're if you're deliberately grabbing a wind chime, ding, 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 you're a musician. That's not a product.
Sense. That makes more sense because I was trying to figure this out because it didn't make sense to me either. And so I looked it up online, TikTok, like we were talking about.
Of course.
And I found it was like, oh, this wind chime can play any song. And I pulled it up and it was like supposed to be playing a Queen song. And I did not hear the song whatsoever in that. But that makes sense. Like if you sit there and you physically do it, sure. Okay. But no one's going to do that. I mean, it's a neat idea. But like...
it's a great sales pitch. Also says it was inspired by the Cubs winning the World Series. Oh. This is why the Cubs can't win the World Series. Anyway, we're done. We're done with the Cubs.
Yeah.
Too many casuals coming out and inventing wind chimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The wind chime ruined it all.
We're done. Sorry, Cubs. You got your one. You can wait 100 years. Inflict wind chime-related situations on the next generation. Too much. It's too much. Wind chimes that play Take Me Out to the Ball. I didn't realize, I mean, wind chimes have been a thing forever.
I love them.
We have a wind chime on our porch.
It's relaxing.
But wind chimes cannot be programmed to play music unless there is like a deliberate electronic element to it. That is my stance.
But just hear me out. Like, what if you're just sitting on your porch chilling and like, you know, the wind comes and like, you know, it's just a bunch of random noise. And then all of a sudden it hits the perfect circle just by chance. And all of a sudden you just hear, take me out.
Like an eclipse. Like an eclipse.
I don't know. Just like,
it just
a coincidence. It just happened one time.
That's it. And that was the time.
And that was the time. That's when it's all worth it.
Wind chimes also notoriously hard to quiet. You can't put a wind chime on silent mode that easily.
Yeah.
That takes a little bit of work as well.
Mm-hmm.
I could see Parney late night hanging out at the pub. He's scrolling YouTube. He's watching baseball highlights.
Mm-hmm.
Sees that, impulsively clicks on that. We're all
we're all susceptible in the online shopping world.
I feel like it is very Parney core.
Parney core.
Yeah.
I love Parney core as a term. To me, like the advent of online shopping has increased impulse purchases.
Oh, yeah.
For all of us by a billion percent.
Uh-huh.
For a while, it was QVC. Are you?
Yeah, I think I know.
Are you old
yeah.
enough to remember QVC?
Yeah.
Now you like it was on TV. Like,
yeah.
I got to have that there. You got to call right now.
It's so gimmicky.
And
like,
now.
I want it now.
Now it's the internet.
Yeah.
For sure. Parney's got a wind chime that plays the seventh inning stretch. Mm. Parney times the podcast. Squirrels play on the fan all weekend long. Homestand next week. We're back after this. You're listening.
Yesterday.
Tonight in the fan at 105.1 FM. We did the abbreviated show because we had Squirrels baseball. I was not in here. I used the opportunity to go over. I was at, do you know what Markel is? It's a local company.
I feel like I've heard of it, yeah.
I didn't really know what they did. They're investors.
Mm-hmm.
The insurance business. They have a lot of investing arms and things like that. They were doing their annual shareholders meeting. Mm-hmm. It was over at UR. 2,500 people in the auditorium.
Good grief. Okay.
And they asked me to moderate a panel discussion. So the day is mostly like for investors, like asking questions about investing and insurance and the market, stocks, bonds, interest, deflation,
not
inflation,
fun stuff.
All that. So what makes the world go round?
Yeah.
So they also they slid in there in the morning, like a fun session.
Okay.
And I got to chat with the family behind Stella's restaurant and Stella's grocery.
Okay, that's cool.
Super cool. and they were awesome. They were really great. You know, Stella was the grandma. She's Greek.
Nice. Okay.
I didn't know. Here's what I didn't know. Her husband, so the guy, you know, Constantine Giavos was the guy who I was talking with. So his grandma was Stella. His grandpa was actually the first restaurateur, owned the Village Cafe down by VCU.
Really?
Before they started Stella's.
See, I don't think I've ever been to Stella's, I will say.
Have you been to
that?
Stella's Grocery?
I don't think I have.
Really? Well, you're down there. You're out of the out of the Richmond orbit a little bit.
We go downtown sometimes, but not enough.
So Stella's Grocery, which now has seven locations, is bigger than Stella.
Gosh.
It's grab and go. So you go get you get the food, you take it home, you eat it. They make it all from scratch every day. It's really good.
Yeah, I got to try it now.
Stella's, the restaurant, is, I think they call it Museum District, like just past the fan.
Yeah.
It's been there forever. Stella's restaurant, and you have to like get a reservation. It's one of those situations. Yeah,
I don't have luck with reservations.
but you can go to the grocery, Stella's Grocery, and just get food whenever you want.
That's nice.
So they were fun to hang with, and then we talked to an ad agency, so we got a little more down to business.
Yeah,
that works out of Shaco, not the Martin agency. It's a different one, but they do ESPN's ads.
Really?
The sports ads that they run on ESPN to promote ESPN sports coverage, which I think are always outstanding.
Yeah.
And the guy who runs it wrote one of the great This Is SportsCenter ads where Arnold Palmer goes up and makes an Arnold Palmer.
Oh my God.
And Stuart Scott's behind him like.
So you're meeting some big people down there.
There were some heavy hitters down there for sure. And we were the opening act.
Yeah.
Then like the investors came in. They were the rock stars. Hey.
Okay.
When Warren Buffett does his thing every year in Omaha, they get 20,000 people.
That's insane.
It really is. They call it Woodstock for investors.
That's equally insane.
Yeah. They put on a great show. It was a ton of fun. So thank you to the people of Markel for having me yesterday. And it was fun to get to know the investing types.
That sounds like a really good experience, honestly. Yeah. I mean, it's like... Like, a lot of the investment stuff, you know, I look at it and I'm like, that might not be, like, the most interesting, like, stuff to me. But, like, you know, it seems like there was, like, a lot of, like, heavy hitters down there, a lot of, like, local celebrities.
And a lot of stocks, you know, like, we're all, you know, there was a time when everybody was, like, day traders and, like, hey, you know, like, share Apple, share Amazon, you know, all those things. A share of Markel is $2,000.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a different stratosphere.
Yeah.
Than, like, I'm going to put some money on, you know, these little companies. Like, it's not a little company.
Yeah.
It's a
big, not at all.
Big company. So it was tons of fun. Are you familiar with this trend? You're very online.
Yes.
Are you familiar with this trend where guys call their close guy friends?
Wait, I think I know what you're
talking
about.
To say goodnight.
Yes. Yeah, I saw that the other night. That's funny. That's good.
This is the, you film yourself calling your bros. Just calling to say goodnight, bud.
And they're like, what is wrong with you?
Yes.
I just want to say goodnight.
It has reached the Washington Commanders. Mike Sanders still. We love him. Rookie corner. Struck up a very nice friendship with Jaden Daniels last year. They're both rookies. Both outstanding. I think if not for Jaden, I think Sanders still would have got some run as defensive rookie of the year. But there was not enough shine for two guys on the team. I thought he was great. Played our position. They asked him to. They're bros. And so Mikey called him the other night to tell him goodnight.
Yo, bro.
Yo.
Is this ZB?
ZB.
That's not in mind.
Yeah. So I'm going to see you tomorrow, bro. I was just calling to say goodnight.
Bro, what the? You straight, dog?
Huh?
Bro. You good?
What you mean?
You just called to say goodnight.
Like, bro, goodnight, bro. You're my dog, bro. I'm just checking in real quick.
I just talked to you 5 minutes ago.
I know that, but when? Like, I say goodnight, bro. Like, sleep well, bro.
Bro.
Bro, good, bro, I can't tell my homies, like, sleep well, bro. Get good rest.
Hey, bro. Bruh, I don't know what type of shenanigans you're on right now, bruh, but you're at the real bonkers right now.
It's real bonkers. That's one of my favorite trends right now.
Good trend.
They get so weirded out for what?
Then not something you do.
I mean, can't bros say goodnight? Like,
no.
You're a bro. Like, can you not say goodnight?
I would be super weirded out if any of my bros called just to say goodnight.
It's so nice, though.
Oh, yeah. Once I got past that, I'd be touched. Yeah. I let you keep hearing him mute the phone because he's laughing so hard. He doesn't want to give it away.
I just love the constant, bro. Bro.
You straight, bro?
Bro.
Is this a distress call?
I know. Are you okay? Is this a code?
blink twice. We just talked 5 minutes ago.
Say goodnight.
There's nothing wrong with saying goodnight to the people you love in your life.
Exactly.
It's just weird if you've never done it in decades of friendship and didn't start one night.
That's fair, because even my best friend, Taylor, I feel like you know, when we were younger, we would do stuff like that. But if I just started randomly doing it again, she probably would be weirded out.
Yeah. And like, you know, we text, you know, you text. Like,
yeah.
Even the text is a little weird. But
yeah,
the text, like, okay.
I should just, like, text her right now. Good morning.
How you doing?
Live on air, see what happens.
You sleep well?
You sleep well.
I've got, the bedtimes are so wildly different in my...
Yeah.
People I know. That presents logistical issues as well. Because you're not trying to wake anybody up to say goodnight. That's a backfire.
Yeah. So that's a fun one, because with her, she does the early shift at Target. So she has to get up at like 4 in the morning. Sometimes I go to bed at 4 in the morning. So.
They have a 4 a.m. shift at Target?
Yes, they do. I guess it's like the overnight stocking and stuff like that.
Wow.
So yeah, she has to get up at like 4.
I knew,
like,
Lowe's
crazy.
And Home Depot had that. Mm-hmm. Like, they open at like 6 a.m. because, again, the contractors, they get rolling early.
I think Target opens, it's probably like 7:30 or 8, and so it's probably like overnight stock and stuff. And so I don't know how she gets used to it, because, you know, I do the 4 a.m. up here every once in a while,
I
and
do.
It's fine. I couldn't do it on a regular basis.
Oh, no.
She's adjusted. Good for her.
Good night to her right after dinner.
Basically, she said that's the nice part, because she gets off like usually around like 10 or 11. She has a couple hours to do whatever, and then she goes home and goes to bed, takes a nap, you know?
Yeah, you don't miss anything.
Mm-mm.
You know, if you're a sports fan, that's hard.
Yes.
Because the sports happen at night. But if you're alive, you know, you can DVR things. You can catch up on on what you miss.
Yeah.
That's you know, Wicker and Wild do that when you fill in. Yeah. You figure it out over time.
Wicker needs to go home. He's always here late. I'm like, bro, you've been here since like 5 a.m. or even earlier. Go home.
I've got a conspiracy theory that he doesn't have a home. He just lives here. There's like in the studio, there's like a Murphy bed that we don't know about.
People sleep up here sometimes. It happens.
it's during like storms and things.
Yeah.
I think he might just be every night. Wait, I've got my eye on the situation, I guess is what I'm saying.
I know. Yeah, I could see it. Oh my gosh. Yeah, because sometimes I'll be doing like the nightly like scroll shift and it'll be around like 7 p.m. and I'm like, why are you still here?
Yeah.
Why? Go to bed.
These are him and Clifford, hardest working guys in the building.
Yes.
They're 100%. Both all the time.
Yeah.
Here, working hard, getting after
it. It's crazy.
Call your friends. Tell them good night.
Tell them good night.
I feel like everybody's a little on notice now. You want to be early on these trends.
Yeah.
I feel everybody's a little on notice now. Like if somebody calls me and like, mm-hmm. I'm aware now, like, you don't love me. You love watching TikTok.
Yeah.
You're trying to make a video. You're trying to get content out of me.
Vince always tells me, my fiance, he always tells me, he's like, you got TikTok brain. I'm like scrolling through. Have you seen the...
Everything's content.
Gosh, what was it? That one song, the What the Hell? What the Helly? What the Helly on? That one?
Have
you seen that? Oh,
no.
I got to show you that on break.
We got a break. We got to get to important things. We got to watch TikToks here. When we come back, Parney joins us for his weekly happy hour. We love chatting with Parney. He'll get us up to speed on everything going on locally. I was texting Parney the other day. I'm getting antsy. We used to make, you know, we still will make NFL picks during that segment. We're kind of peak like amount away from football that we are during the year. So I miss it. I'm gonna call Parney tonight. Tell him good night. We'll get a little something. Help him go to sleep easier down at his beach house. Summertime coming. Long weekend up ahead. We'll rejoin you Tuesday, obviously. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.